This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it.
You know, some people say that change can take a long time. It can be really hard to create lasting changes in our lives. If there's something in your life that you don't like, sometimes we end up thinking that it'll take forever to change it, or it's too complex to change, or it's too difficult to change. So we just give up and fall back into old habits. Well, you know, I don't believe that. I think that change can happen immediately. From the very moment that you decide and commit to making a change, you're on your way. Boom. And on today's episode, I'm going to share with you a 10-day mental overhaul plan that you can utilize to transform any area of your life. The only prerequisite here is that you decide and you commit. 10 days. 10 days to change your habits, to change your mentality around things, to change your trajectory in life, to get yourself on the path to progress and away from the path of pain and failure and feeling like there's no hope in life. There is hope. And this is a simple plan that I'm going to share with you in today's episode that you can utilize to just get yourself on the way. Because here's the thing. If you can get yourself on the way to change, if you can believe that you can change and you can start taking action towards making change, then hey, you know what happens? You gain momentum. And momentum is a beautiful thing, baby. Because once you've got momentum on your side, it is unstoppable. It's an unstoppable force, and you will become unstoppable so long as you keep up with that momentum. It's like a wave. Right? That gets bigger and bigger and bigger in the ocean until it becomes so powerful that it just crushes everything in its path. It eats up everything in its path. That can be you if you'll follow this 10-day mental overhaul plan that I'm going to give you in today's episode. And this is an outline, so to speak, of some key ways that you can transform your entire mindset about the state of your life in your own future. And again, in just 10 days, it's going to prevent you from dwelling on problems and instead put your focus on the solutions that can make your entire life better. So follow this plan. And to do so, simply follow the following four simple rules for the next 10 days. Four rules, 10 days, do it every day and see what happens. Rule number one, no more disempowering thought patterns. Refuse to let yourself think about anything that is unproductive or disempowering for yourself. No more worrying about how you are never going to get this done, or you are so concerned about what everybody at work is saying about you, or all these negative things that could be spiraling in your mind. You can't do this. You're a fail. I'm an idiot. I'm a failure. They won't like me. I won't be able to do it. It's too hard for me. No, just now. I'm not saying change your mind about it. All I'm saying is stop repeating it. Stop letting it enter your mind. Stop giving it space. So that's the first rule. No more disempowering thought patterns. No more letting yourself down with your own words. With your own mental patterns. Stop talking shit to yourself, in other words, is what I'm trying to say here. So that's rule number one, no more disempowering thought patterns. Rule number two, force yourself to find something useful out of every single situation, even if it's a negative one. You got a problem? Good. That's an opportunity for you to grow, right? When you find yourself breaking rule number one, the one that we just went over, which you will break, redirect your mind to a better, more positive mental state by looking to find the positive in any and every situation possible, no matter how difficult it seems to be. If it seems like everything has crumbled in front of you, there's this massive problem, seems like you'll never be able to fix it, hey, good. It's a good thing because that's an opportunity for you to grow, to prosper, to become better. It's like the concept of being anti-fragile that Nassim Nicholas Taleb talks about, where when something is subjected to pain or chaos or a problematic circumstance, it comes back stronger, better than before. So you want to be anti-fragile. And rule number two will help you do that. No matter what the scenario is, no matter how negative it may seem, no matter how backwards you might feel like you're going, force yourself to find something useful out of that. What can I find from this situation that can benefit me, that can be of use to me? How can I grow from this pain? How can I grow from this circumstance? And if you ask yourself that, then your mind, it's like Google. It'll find an answer for you. But it only finds answers that to questions that it can answer. If you say, oh my gosh, why am I so stupid? Well, then your brain's going to look for all these different results and references and examples to show you why you're so stupid. But if you look and you say, you ask yourself, hey, you know what? How can this help me grow? This doesn't feel good. How can I grow from this situation? What can I do to prosper? What can I do to get out stronger on the other side? How can I become better through this problem? Of course, it's not easy, but try it. So rule number one, no more disempowering thought patterns. Rule number two, force yourself, no matter what, to find something useful out of every situation, even if it's a negative one. Rule number three, focus on solutions and not problems. Keep all your mental focus on solutions rather than problems. If you do that, you will free up so much space in your mind. You will let go of the stress will melt off, baby. If you just think about solutions rather than problems. Because a lot of times something negative will happen, right? Something will come up. Maybe a business issue will arise, something happened in your career, maybe something will happen in your family. And rather than trying to figure out, hey, okay, how can I handle this? What are some ways? Let me write down some ideas in which I can use and come up with, maybe some ideas I can come up with to help me out of this problem or to solve this problem. You oftentimes think, oh my gosh, this sucks. This is terrible. I can't believe this. This is the worst. And then you tell somebody else about how big of a problem this is. And I don't know what I'll do. This is so stressful. If most people spent as much time on their solutions, focusing on figuring out their way out of a problem as they do thinking about all the negative aspects of the problem itself, they change their lives totally, which is this idea itself. So that's rule number three, focus on solutions rather than problems. And then finally, number four is to let failure move you forward rather than hold you backward. Don't beat yourself up when you fail to follow these guidelines, for instance, that I shared with you for 10 days. Instead, use each setback as an opportunity for improving the future. Hey, I messed up this time. I didn't follow rule number one very well. Hey, you know what? Let me get back on track right now. Instead of letting yourself spiral downward and just go off the rails and give up completely, hey, why not say, it's time to do a reset. Let me get back on this. I messed up, but that's cool. I learned from it. It's a failure. I'm going to move forward from it, and I'm going to learn from this. That's what this is about. So rule number four, let failure move you forward rather than hold you backward. And the way to do that is to look for what you can learn out of every failure. The old cliche way of saying it is failing forward, right? To fail forward means to, every time you fail, every time you fall down, you get back up, and hopefully, along with getting back up, not just getting back up, but learning from that failure and not attaching yourself, your identity to that failure. You're not a failure. You have failed. Failure is an event. It's not your identity. It's not a person. It's just something that happened. So that's huge. Keep that in mind. So again, these four rules, very simple. Just practice them for 10 days and then come back to me and tell me how you feel. 10 days. Rule number one, no more disempowering thought patterns. For 10 days, don't let yourself think about things that will discourage you. Don't talk to yourself like you are a failure. Don't speak to yourself in a negative manner. Speak to yourself in an empowering way. Empower yourself. Think about a buddy that you have that you're trying to encourage. Be that buddy to yourself. We're often so good at encouraging other people that we love and care about, friends and family. But hey, man, where's the encouragement for ourselves? Why not inspire yourself? Why leave all of that encouraging language to everybody else except for you? So love yourself. Speak to yourself with encouragement and confidence and with empowering words. Affirm your own greatness to yourself. So that's rule number one. No more disempowering thought patterns. Replace them with empowering ones. Rule number two, force yourself to find something useful out of every situation, every day, even if it's a negative one. Just 10 days. Try it. 10 days. Somebody cuts you off in traffic, instead of saying, oh, this bastard, and then, you know, speeding up and giving them the finger, just say, hey, you know what? Who knows what situation that person is in? Maybe somebody in his life just passed away. Maybe his wife is pregnant. Maybe he's stressed out of his gourd right now and he doesn't even realize that he's going that fast and he just cut you off. Who knows? But it's not worth letting your day go bad over, is it? So force yourself to find something useful out of every situation, even if it's a negative one. Rule number three, focus on solutions, not problems. When something goes wrong, don't think about and ruminate about all of the problems associated with that thing that's gone wrong. It ain't gonna help you. If you wanna get yourself out of the problem, you gotta figure out how to get yourself out of the problem. You gotta focus on solutions, right? Rather than just stressing out, ruminating over, going into a corner and crouching down, worrying about the problem itself. That's just going to bring you more pain. That's just going to bring you more anxiety. Focus on how you can get out of the problem. Focus on the solution. And ideally, do it with enthusiasm if you can muster it up. And then finally, rule number four, for 10 days, practice the idea of letting failure move you forward rather than holding you backward. Remember, failure is an event. It's not a person. It's not an identity. It's just something that happened. Doesn't mean that just because you failed in the past that you are now all of a sudden dubbing yourself a failure. That's not how it works. If you want to be an empowering, confident, self-loving individual, if you want to be the person that you deserve and desire to become, then you got to let your failures and problems and pains remain in the past, and you can't identify with them. Because the moment we do that, then that's the moment that we continue into this downward spiral. We want to take those events, those failures, and we want to detach ourselves from them, learn something from them if we can, but never say, oh man, I did that. That means I'm stupid. No. Okay, maybe I did a stupid thing. That doesn't make me stupid. Maybe I failed. That doesn't make me a failure. Every failure brings me closer to success. That's the way that you want to look at it. So practice these four rules every single day for 10 days, just 10 days, and see what happens. 10 days. At the end of your 10 days, you'll have reworked your own neurological pathways in your brain, and you'll have done so enough to have begun to form new habits. It'll be the first step towards cementing these ideas and these rules as habits. They may not be totally set in stone yet as habits, but you will have taken a major, massive first step. And these thought patterns in your brain will have formed sort of an indentation that will make it easier for you to revert to these positive thought patterns rather than all these negative ones that you may be in right now. And now, instead of getting laden down, beaten down with problems that seemingly don't have any answers and stressing you out, your brain is going to start to look for solutions to every problem that it faces. It's going to start to look for empowering thought patterns rather than disempowering ones. It'll start to force itself to find something useful out of every situation, even if it's a negative one. And it'll focus on solutions, not problems. It'll let failure move you forward rather than hold you backward. Try these four rules for 10 days and let me know how it works out for you. Send me an email, questions@deanbukhari.com, and let me know how this experiment works out for you. Again, that's questions@deanbukhari.com. Love you guys. Go out there every single day. You know what to do. Live like you give a damn. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbukhari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bukhari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.